Animal car collisions are a real problem in Idaho. In one short section of Idaho 21 near Boise, 77 deer and elk were hit by cars in 2016. The Idaho Transportation Department will discuss the issue Wednesday and take a cue from how Banff National Park in Canada solved its wildlife mortality problem. Samantha Wright reports.
Over the last 30 years, the Trans-Canada Highway through Banff National Park has expanded and traffic has increased. In the 1980s, there was a significant number of elk killed on the highway. For three decades, Terry McGuire worked for Parks Canada. He came up with a two-part solution. First, they fenced the 51-mile-long road. That reduced the wildlife mortality by 80%, but it kept animals from moving freely. So next, they built some familiar underpasses and some less well-known animal overpasses. McGuire says these are large arches that span the highway.
Covered in soil and have vegetation growing on them, and so these structures have taken on very similar characteristics and feel as the forest that is on either side of them.
Some of the arches are 200 feet wide, which wildlife find more inviting. Elk and deer started using the overpasses immediately. Grizzly bears and cougars took a few years to get the hang of them. Since the mid-1990s, McGuire has documented almost 250,000 highway crossings of animals in the park. He'll explain Banff's program to a group of more than 70 ITD engineers in today's seminar. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.